This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1317. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 30th, opposition to cutting VOA, DX News from Peru, DRM on 11 meters from Brazil and Britain, what's happening in Paris, Slovakia to cease shortwave in 1 month, new schedules from Romania and Thailand, clandestines for Ethiopia and Laos, FEBC Manila resumes English, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Alan Heil, former Deputy Director of the Voice of America, spoke to the American Shortwave Conference on May 11th. The text of his speech appears in the NASB newsletter, and here's just a couple of paragraphs. The reductions to the Voice of America would coincide with enhancements in regional international broadcasting at the expense of global reach. The budget savings realized from the cuts amount to about 2% of the administration's $672 megadollar request for U.S. international broadcasting next year. The savings are equivalent to approximately what the Pentagon spends in 20 minutes. Yet the absence of VOA English in four of five continents would mean the loss of all VOA English transmissions to East Asia. More than two mega Chinese will be denied a window on America, on the world, and on events in their own country. VOA and Radio Free Asia broadcasts in Mandarin, Cantonese, and Tibetan are heavily jammed or blocked, as are their websites in these languages. Only English reaches Chinese in the clear, and more people are learning English in China than speak English in North America. Some more comments from the May issue of News and Views from AFGE Local 1812, representing workers at the VOA. There is a special section on the website www.publicdiplomacy.org/figures60.htm, compiling tough commentaries written by experts about the latest travesty of the BBG. Articles bemoaning VOA's fate are from all sides of the spectrum, bearing witness to a truly foul and shameful deed, the destruction of one of America's greatest communications tools, the Voice of America. Forget all the truculent management talk about employees clinging to a horse and buggy vision and longing for a return to their clackety-clack typewriters. These simplistic shibboleths are meant to disguise the real issue, effectiveness. Whether technology is new or not does not matter. What counts is how effective it is at delivering the message. Shortwave broadcasts are still the best means of delivery to populations whose governments want to prevent that message from reaching their people. Totally throwing out shortwave makes no sense unless you want to cede control of your broadcasts to the host country, which is exactly what the BBG has done in many cases. It's not the maligned employees at the Voice of America who are the inflexible ones in this building. It's the BBG. The sad fact of the matter is that the BBG apparently has no plan about how to reach the hearts and minds of people in the world. The Media Network blog notifies us that a new edition of the Voice of America program guide is now available online. It comes out twice a year in PDF format, and hard copies are being mailed out to those lucky enough to get it. The website for English in particular is www.voanews.com/English. Charlie Taylor, retired VOA transmitter operator, used to work at Greenville and Delano, has mentioned that the different IBB or VOA sites have slightly different versions of the sign-on and sign-off so that those in the know can tell which site is being heard, since the sites are not actually explicitly announced. Charlie and I are working on a project to put together the differences, preferably by recording the Yankee Doodle Dandy versions used at the different transmitter sites. It's not only the version of the music, but exactly how long it lasts, which is the giveaway. If anyone else would like to help in this project, contact me directly. For example, Charlie says, The two domestic sites have vastly different Yankee Doodle Dandy versions for signing on. Greenville starts at about 3 minutes and 20 seconds before the hour, the standard march rendition, and ends at some point inside the march. Delano does a medley of portions of Yankee Doodle Dandy, Broadway style. As for the sign-offs, I think Greenville's and Delano's start right at the hour or at the end of the program. Greenville's sign-off ends with the very end of Yankee Doodle Dandy, the final three steps in place of a march. Bump, bump, bump. I believe Delano's is shorter. Duration is important. If you read Spanish, there is a fascinating article we recently published in DX Listening Digest by a Mexican DXer from Chihuahua who crossed the border to visit the shortwave station in New Mexico, KJES. He writes of his experiences trying to locate it at first, way out in the middle of nowhere. He finally did find the facility, but there was no one there. You can read all about it in DX Listening Digest 6-073 via worldofradio.org. It's by Professor Miguel Angel Gámez Rocha, who, by the way, is also hosting the next Mexican DX meeting at the end of July. Here's something new by the late Alistair Cook. Well, it's new in that it has just come to light. Thanks to Mike Cooper for forwarding a New York Times book review item of May 24th about the American home front, Alistair Cook's America Explored in Wartime. It's by William Grimes. Cook made a shrewd decision as his fellow journalists were converging on Washington after Pearl Harbor. He bought a Lincoln Zephyr, recapped its bald tires, and took to the road to see what was going on in the rest of the U.S. and what Americans outside government thought about the war. It seems this was never published at the time, but now we can read what Cook was saying during World War II. Another first for TV and FM DXer Gerard Westerberg in Lexington, Kentucky. He reports to WTFDA what is believed to be the first successful decoding of HD radio on FM via sporadic ESCAP, also known as IBOC. This was from KBCO 97.3 in Boulder, Colorado, on May 26th. There's more about it and a photograph of the HD radio's display showing those call letters on his excellent website, www.dxfm.com. More Colorado news, this time concerning AM 1060 KRCN in Longmont. Martin Fultz in California reports to IRCA, hearing it around 0600 UT with big band music. Patrick Griffith in Colorado says it's the flagship station for the Radio Colorado network, including 610 in Vail, 1450 in Buena Vista, as they insist on pronouncing it, 1580 in The Springs, and 102.3 in Gunnison. The station is somewhat unusual in that it supposedly has two different transmitter sites for day and night, allowing them to increase day power to 30 kilowatts, but night power is still listed at only 111 watts. Then Patrick checked further and found that as late as 9:10 p.m. local time, that's after sunset, the night site was really not on the air. They were still running from the day site and probably still on day power. In WTFDA, Rob Ross in Ontario was extremely excited to pick up something on Channel 5 television via sporadic E, identifying as Per la Vision, or Perlavision. Their logo is a big round dot with three eyebrows over it. Wasn't sure where it was coming from at first, but it turns out to be Channel 5 in Cienfuegos, Cuba. That was the afternoon of May 23rd. Lots of sporadic EDX has been going on, and on May 26th, I was getting color bars on Channel 2 at the unusual time of 1707 UT, when we can be sure every station in North America would not be running color bars but actual programming. So we think it was most likely Cuba. The bars were also seen on 3 and 4 by other DXers around the country. We recently had news of the refurbishment of Radio Nederland's Bonaire relay station. They followed up with details on it in the Media Network newsletter. It's almost 40 years old. The existing shortwave transmitters have been in service since the station opened and are overdue for replacement. The Board of Governors has approved an investment of 4 mega euros, At the end of April, the Minister of Economic Affairs of the Antilles laid the first stone for a rebuilding project to be completed in about a sesquiyear. The refurbishment includes the replacement of the old Phillips transmitters with two new AM and DRM senders. They can operate in either mode and will be more energy efficient. Although the transmitters themselves will have to be imported, as much of the work as possible is being contracted to local companies on Bonaire. By the way, Andy Senate says the temporary relays of Radio Boskopu from Suriname via Bonaire, due to the flooding in Suriname, have come to an end. The final transmission was on May 28th. You may not have heard about this on DX Party Line, but on the equivalent program in Spanish from HCJB, Aventura Dixista, it was announced that it is being expanded, time tripled or doubled, to 15 minutes, just as DX Party Line is being reduced to 15 minutes. One time to hear it is Sunday at around 22:45 UT on 12,021,455. Furthermore, Jose Elias in Venezuela heard them say that Aventura Dixista will also be rebroadcast by WRMI. By the way, HCJB does still broadcast in English from Ecuador. There is a language learning program in their Spanish service at 23:45 UT on 11,700, as observed by Moises Knochen in Uruguay, and I think there are a couple of other broadcast times as well. That, of course, is during the hour when Radio Bulgaria is trying to broadcast in English to North America on the same frequency. Following up last week's item about Radio La Hora in Cusco, Peru, we have contradictory information about exactly when it's on the air. Strange thing is, it comes from the same person at the station, Carlos Gamarra Moscoso, but this time via a different DXer, Arnaldo Slain in Argentina. According to him, the shortwave schedule is from 1000 UT on Monday through Friday, and in the evening from 20 until 01. In Conexión Digital, Aldo adds that they are also on the air on weekends, but he doesn't know the schedule. Around the River Plate, it's best heard around 22:30 to 23 UT. On 4855.6, and we have news of another Peruvian. 4790 used to be the frequency many years ago of one of our favorite stations, Radio Atlántida in Iquitos. Now there's a different Peruvian there. Chuck Boland in Florida heard Radio Vision from Chiclayo before and after 0930 UT on 4790.31. Rogildo Aragao in Cochabamba, Bolivia says it's heard with a good signal with a religious program from the Pentecostal Harvest Church. But where is it exactly in Peru? The answer from Alfredo Cañote, DX Space Master in Lima. 4790 is the new frequency of Radio Vision. It's in Chiclayo, Lambayeque, Peru, heard at 0300 with a good signal. This was formerly the frequency, formerly the station known as Radio Imperial. And it replaces the previous frequency of Radio Vision, 4385.8, QSL for which has just reached Roberto Pavanello in Italy via PlayDX. You're listening to the 1317th World of Radio. Will Martin and Harold Froge, among others, have noticed that at times WBCQ plays World of Radio twice in a row, the same episode, so if you tune in late, you can still hear the rest of it on 7415 or 9330. We certainly appreciate that, although we cannot specify a definite schedule. Our thanks this week for financial support via a check in the mail to Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Go to Rod Scribner in Maine. Or you may PayPal to our email address, WORADIO@yahoo.com. An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's documentary on global warming, is opening in most U.S. cities sometime in June. It's already open in a few of the major cities. I found the website where you can find a theater and a lot more about it, www.climatecrisis.net. On the Kondush list, Nicolas Eramo notes that Radio Tango, AM 1120 in Buenos Aires, transmits online. If you like tango music, www.amtango1120.com.ar. There's lots of X-band activity in Argentina, and here's one which puts out a second harmonic on 3300 kilohertz, heard in Montevideo, Uruguay, by Moises Knochen. As early as 1900 UT, he didn't get an ID, but they were announcing the frequency 1650. Arnaldo Sline identifies it as RDB, La Radio de la Bendición. And there have been some frequency changes. Marcelo Coronaccioni says the station now on 1670 is Radio Betel. It had been on 1640, but moved to avoid interfering with the Argentine station called Radio Bolivia. And Conexión Digital has just issued a revised and updated complete list of Argentine X-band stations. It's at Conexión, conexiongra.com.ar. And the latest update from Arnaldo Sline concerns the station on 1710, which is identifying as Radio Estudio ESBA, which stands for Escuela Superior de Buenos Aires. News of the 120-meter band from Brazil, from Celero Mais Panorama, Radio 8 de Setembro in Descalvado, São Paulo, is no longer heard on the frequency 2490. However, on 2460, Hector Alvaro Gutierrez in Peru reports hearing Super Radio Alvarada, ZYF204, May 11th at 0935. It's located in Rio Branco. And they refer to relaying the network of Radio Tupi. More from Celero Mais Panorama column. The medium wave tests and shortwave tests of DRM by Radio Braz in Brazil have not yet started. It seems the necessary equipment is held up in customs. This was reported on the Radio Senado program of José Carlos Sigmaringa, O Senado é Mais Brasil. However, he learned from the same source that the DRM tests on the 11-meter band have started on 25885, a 600-watt transmitter, at the Faculty of Technology at the University of Brasilia. This is intended for local coverage only, but DXers will certainly be trying to get it. An 11-meter band is also in use in Great Britain for DRM testing. A press release from VT Communications says they've launched their service, actually two discrete broadcast services over a single 20 kilohertz transmission centered at 25.7 megahertz. First time the double-channel mode of DRM has been tested in this way. One carries Deutsche Welle and the other UBC Classic Gold. At the end of May, DX Mix News of Bulgaria reports that Radio France International has deleted its language services on shortwave in Albanian, Polish, Romanian, and Serbian. Kai Ludwig says the services may still exist on the Internet, but their website is so out of date, you can't really tell for sure except for Polish, where they say they're no longer on shortwave. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey and I are wondering what has become of RFI's broadcast in English to Asia at 14 UT. Now the WRTH shows it on 7220 via Chitay in Russia, which we could hardly hear. It used to be on 21620, but that isn't propagating well. So can anyone anywhere confirm whether this English broadcast at 14 still exists and whether it's on either of those frequencies or any other? No, don't bother to check their website. It's at least a year out of date. Another thing we've been unable to confirm for certain, but as pointed out by Tony Rogers in the UK, the current schedules do not show Radio France International using the Moyabi Gabon relay any longer. The relays started in 1981, so it looks like the association lasted exactly 25 years. On Hardcore DX, Mauricio Molano in Spain says the 19th edition of the alphabetical list of call signs published by the ITU in 1958 showed four call signs for broadcasting from Junglinster, Luxembourg: LXRA, LXRE, LXRF, and LXRG. Doesn't give the frequencies, but he wonders which frequencies they corresponded to. Wolfgang Büschel thinks that LXRA was for long-wave 233, LXRE for 1439, LXRF for 6090, and LXRG for 15350. Of course, those call signs were never heard on the air, and I dare say no one was really aware that they existed. There may be other hidden call signs on record for stations, especially in Europe, which never actually used them. On May 25th, Jean-Michel Aubier in France broke this news to the DX world via DX Listening Digest. Radio Slovakia International should cease its shortwave broadcasts as of June 30th. The Radio Council approved a new organizational structure. The transformation of the shortwave broadcast to a part of the Internet service will follow shortly after, and will also continue via satellite. This counts on redundancies. Instead of a staff of four, the program of each language section will be secured by only two editors. This was announced on their website. And the Senate opines this might still be reversed. It might be brinkmanship on the part of Miloslava Zemkova to embarrass the government into agreeing to extra funding. Kai Ludwig adds, I have the impression that Jaroslav Reznik, her predecessor, tried this strategy as well. So it, again, remains to be seen if they really cancel the transmission contract this time. Jose Miguel Romero also finds a more detailed version of this announcement on their website in Spanish. And on their May 30th Spanish broadcast announced that they were already ceasing production of new programs until their close down on June 30th. They'll only be broadcasting a brief news bulletin, and the rest will be repeats of previously recorded shows. Remember, Slovakia's English to North America should have less interference in June anyway at 01UT on 5930. DX Mix News in Bulgaria reports that Radio Romania International has made some more frequency changes May 21st, including a couple or three broadcasts in English. To North America at 04, 11795 replaces 11820. To Europe at 13, 11845 replaces 11830. And at 18, 11730 replaces 11830. Jim Pogue in Tennessee reports to Hardcore DX that he received a message from Radio Minsk, or the International Broadcasting Service of Belarusian Radio, saying they're carrying out an audience survey to understand needs and preferences of the listeners. They sent one to him by attachment. If it's on the website, I couldn't find it, but here's the person to write to if you're interested, PROHOROV at ALL.TVR.BY. For starters, I would say their North American service needs to be audible in North America without severe strain. You might even have better luck with the Belarusian Home Service first program on 11930, heard by Walt Salmaniev in the Queen Charlotte Islands, opening at 0357, a good solid S7 signal. There's an additional transmission via T-Systems in Germany, Voice of Democratic Path of Ethiopian Unity in Amharic, 19 to 20 UT on Fridays via Yulish, 100 kilowatts, 130 degrees, on 15565 since May 19th, according to DX Mix News of Bulgaria. They also report a new schedule for Radio Thailand to North America. The Delano Relay at 03 UT in English from June 1st has moved 1 hour earlier for some reason. It'll be at 0200, still on 5890, 250 kilowatts, beamed due south, followed by an hour in Thai at 0230 to 0330. We can assume that the relay via Greenville will remain at midnight 30 UT on the same frequency. We reported previously that there is a new clandestine program for Laos called Mojtem, M-O-J-T-H-E-M, scheduled Wednesdays and Fridays only at 02 to 0230 UT on 15260 via Taiwan. Now we have a presumed report of it actually being heard by Rich DeAngelo in Pennsylvania in the NASPA flash sheet. This was on May 26th, however, it lasted almost a full hour from 02 until 02:56, opening with music fanfare, announcements, perhaps news, mostly talks with brief instrumental music breaks. There may have been a language lesson at 0247. A poor and choppy signal with splatter from WYFR 15255. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports to DX Listing Digest what is believed to be Sound of Hope, the clandestine for China on 11765, May 24th from 1601 to 1700, in Mandarin with Chinese fire drake jamming throughout. This was after Radio Free Asia closed on the frequency at 1558. But he could hear Sound of Hope underneath with IDs and music. Another interesting catch of his earlier on May 8th was Ming Hui Radio, the Falun Dafa effort, on 11700 from 1535 to 1600. There was talking and music, but again with Chinese fire drake jamming throughout, which also ended promptly at 1600. He says that gave him a migraine, the booming and crashing of drums and cymbals. Ron Howard of California is visiting Shanghai, China, and reports hearing FEBC Manila, Philippines, with an English half hour at 1000 UT on 15325. Actually, they start their interval signal and warm up as early as 0950. Unfortunately, it's just some religious program from Southern California, none of the local production they used to have in Manila. Checking the WRTH A06 supplement, I see two English broadcasts are now listed, that one for Southeast Asia and also at 1430 to 1500 for South Asia on 12130. You may recall that a few years ago, FEBC canceled all its English broadcasts, but now they're back. Also back from a period of inactivity is Radio Central, Papua New Guinea, on 3290. Chris Hamley in Victoria says he's been checking every couple of mornings and finally heard it back on the air, opening at 2000 UT in Pigeon on May 29th. From the Ham Bulletin, OPDX, via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, news of a call prefix change for the Cook Islands, which forever has been related to New Zealand, ZK1. But from June 1st, the new prefix there is E51. According to Victor, who will try to use his new call sign immediately, E51CG. John Norfolk points out that Radio New Zealand International has finally posted a DRM schedule, regular service supposed to go into effect, well, they do still call it a test transmission, from June 3rd. From 07 to 1850 UT on 6095, and from 1850 to 07 on 13730. Indeed, I've already heard the DRM noise from 6090 to 6100, May 30th, around 1300. Just in from Jeff White, DX Party Line will remain at the same times on WRMI, but now the second half of the half hour will be occupied by the Spanish version of Aventura DXista. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 30th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 June 1st and 2nd, 25 and 5 on June 8th. Dipping to 5 and 2 June 6th, 13th and 19th to 25th. Solar flux dropping from 80 May 31st to June 6th to 75 June 7th to 16th. And 80 again from June 17th to 26th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1317.